Thanks for tuning in to the Next Level Church podcast. For more information, check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net.
Good morning to you guys. I feel like I missed you. I haven't seen you since last year. Just let out a groan. I'm going to do those jokes all day today and all day, literally all day today. But Happy New Year to you. Thank you guys so much for being here and being a part of this service. what we're going to do today is there is a sermon, and I think it's going to be applicable to anyone that is here, whether Next Level is your church or not. But we are going to spend some time looking back over 2022 and then looking forward to 2023. But before we get into things, I want to give a few shout-outs. And one is that every single Sunday is someone's first time attending Next Level Church. So would you help me welcome our first-time guests that are here today? I also want to give a special shout out to those who are watching online. We wish you were here in person, but we're so thankful that you are part of our online service. In fact, just yesterday, someone reached out to me and said that they're traveling from Florida and that they're going to be on the road, but they're going to be watching our online service. So to Mark and Kristen Shadden, welcome to you guys. Thanks for watching. Please drive safely on your trip back from Florida. I want to give a shout out to those that serve in our military. Thank you so much for your service and for being a part of our church. Yeah. And last but not least, I want to give a shout-out to our volunteers and our staff. For they had to be here extra early. We tried to move the service time to 10:15, thinking that people had to stay up late. But still, a lot of our team had to get here even earlier in order to prep the service. So I want to give a shout-out to them. Would you help me thank them? All right. I think today is going to be fun. We're going to look back at 2022, and then we're going to look forward to 2023. And in order to do that, we're going to look at a text that comes from the Old Testament. And I'm going to give some context with this text. We're going to learn about Moses and God's people, and specifically something that God says to Moses and an interaction that Moses has with God. But in order to do this, we want to honor the text. At Next Level Church, we honor the text by standing to our feet because we believe it is the Word of God. So would you please stand to your feet and read with me nice and loud? It's going to come from Exodus 33:15. And when we get to the reference, we will say that out loud, Exodus 33, and then you'll see two dots. We like to have a little bit of fun. We just pump our fists and say dot, dot, and then we'll say 15. So I invite you to do the dot, dot with us. Would you read it with me nice and loud? It says, "Then Moses said to him, 'If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here.'" Exodus 33, dot, dot, 15. Now that we've read the text, let's go to God in prayer. And would you bow your heads, close your eyes? And what a cool opportunity to talk to the God of the universe. I'm going to give you a moment just to quietly talk to God. If you don't know what to say, I invite you to pray this simple prayer. God, would you speak to my heart? And would you give me the courage to do whatever you tell me to do? Would you spend a few seconds just quietly talking to God in your heart? God, that is our prayer. We're so thankful that you have brought us into a new year, chance for new beginnings, new opportunities. We have no idea what this year is going to provide, but you do. And we ask, God, that you would encourage us today, that you'd speak to our hearts, that you'd help us to hear from you, that we would leave inspired, but even more so, that you'd give us the courage to obey you and to do whatever you tell us to do. And God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may have a seat. So we're going to spend a few moments looking back at 2022 and what God did at Next Level. And 2022 was a good year for Next Level. It wasn't a perfect year. There's always curveballs. There's always things we have to navigate through. But there were some highlights, some things that I want to celebrate. And one of those big things that we were able to do is to launch an online live service. What you may not know, I don't know if you know this or not, is that before this past summertime, what we were doing is we would come in and we would film a service. So on Wednesday, I would come into this room and I would preach a sermon to an empty room and we would film it. It's difficult to preach. It's even more so when there's no one here. Because most of the time you guys laugh at my jokes, and if you don't, I guilt you into laughing at my jokes. And there's some feedback. There's some, I can see people are resonating. But in a room when it's empty, trying to preach with passion, it was really difficult. And then later that day, our band would do their complete run through, their complete practice. And then afterwards, they would film a worship service to an empty room. And so they would say, "Please stand." And there's no one in the room. And they would say, "Put your hands together." And there's no one in the room. And we knew that we wanted to get to a live stream. We wanted to be able to record this service that's happening right now and to kick it out to the internet, and that people who can't come to Next Level Church for whatever reason, whether they're on vacation or whatever their reasoning is, that they can participate and be a part of the service. In order to pull that off, though, there were some things that we had to do. One of those things was buy new equipment. Technology is always expensive, and it's always changing, so you have to constantly update it. And we had to buy some brand new cameras in order to go live stream, and we had to buy some equipment and some computer things. We also, though, had to raise up a team of volunteers because this was a brand new team. So once we had the equipment, we then had to raise up people that weren't serving anywhere else and say, hey, can you help us run the cameras and run the live stream? And God provided all that. We found the people that we need, and because of your generosity, we had the money. We didn't have to raise extra money. We were able to do all of that, and I thought that was really, really, really exciting. Yeah, you can clap for that. So here's some 2022 online numbers. I think these are kind of fun. On YouTube this year, we've had over 4,000 views, 620 hours of watch time. We have 156 subscribers. Now, what is cool about that is when I came back from sabbatical in September, we had 3 YouTube subscribers. So when it says we have 156, that's just from September until now. We've gained 153. That's something to celebrate. That's pretty exciting. For church online platform, this is what pushes out to the web page. Our yearly attendance has been 1,171 unique views with 69,000 total time attended. For a church our size, that's a good reach. That's showing that there are more people who are part of Next Level Church than what are just in this room. January 16th of last year was the highest attended service. We had 20 new accounts registered. Subsplash, which is our app, had 151 downloads this year, over 700 media plays this year on various devices. We had over 1,000 app launches this year. App impressions, that's how many times your app has icon has been viewed at the App Store, 6,258 times. And our podcast has been listened to over 2,800 times this year. The podcast is different than the live feed. You can listen just to the audio of the sermon, and 2,800 times. There's only 52 weeks in a year. There's 52 sermons. Someone's listened to our sermons a lot of times. Like, hopefully it's multiple people, but 2,800 times, that's pretty exciting. But the most exciting thing about all of this is since launching the live stream, we've been able to reach people who do not live in Virginia. And one of my favorite stories from last year is we've had two different people who said Next Level is their church. One lives in Alabama and one lives in Chicago. And they watch every single week and they're like, this is my church, these are my people, but I'm too far to come in person. But they made decisions to follow Jesus and they wanted to get baptized in their church. So they made trips to come to Virginia for us to baptize them. That's pretty cool. And baptism is something that we celebrate because it's a step. One of our core values at Next Level Church is that we take next steps. We want everyone to take a next spiritual step. We want you to always be thinking about, God, how can you help me grow in my relationship with you? And baptism is one of those visible steps that we can see. It's the first step of obedience when someone becomes a Christian. And so we celebrate baptism because it's a sign of life change. And this past year, we were able to baptize a handful of people, and I think it was pretty cool. We put this video together just to highlight some of those. Check this out. That's 16 lives forever changed. We will celebrate that, and we're very excited for what God did. And a few other fun things from 2022 that I think are interesting. We sing worship songs every single week as a part of our service. These are the top 5 worship songs that we sang in 2022. Number 1 is Battle Belongs by Phil Wickham. Number 2 is Deliverance by David Moore. Number 3 was rattle by elevation. Number 4 was goodness of God by Bethel Music. Number 5 was a 3-way tie between Shepherd by Highlands Worship, Stand in Your Love by Bethel, and my favorite worship song from last year was Run to the Father by Cody Carnes, which is pretty cool. And this is something we don't talk about a lot, but if you ever like the worship that is here, at the end of every single service, we put up the songs and who sings them on a slide. So if you would just stick around for like 0.5 seconds, you would see that. I really don't understand why when the service is over, some of you run out like the building's on fire. It's like, where are you going? Like, you can't hang out for like just 5 seconds. Just look at the screen. All the songs will be on there. 2022, though, had some other things that we want to celebrate. Our average attendance went up from the year before. When you compare our attendance with where we were before COVID, it's still way down. But compare year to year, last year we had less people than we had this year. This past year, we averaged 215 people on our Sunday services. I want to see that number go up, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the thing I want to celebrate with this, and this is the thing that in my mind is so worth celebrating and so exciting. Out of 215 people average attendance, 137 of those people are on our serve teams. That's incredible. Like, that's way more than half. You can celebrate that. That's exciting. And if you're on one of our serve teams, keep it up. It is so much better to be a part of the church than just to attend and just to come to services. It really is. When you become an owner and when you give back, it changes things. And if you're new, I want to encourage you to join a serve team. It's a great way to give back. And you may say, well, there's so many people serving, 137 out of 215, there's not room for me. We will make room for you. We will invent a new team if there's not one for you. We will find a way for you to get plugged in. It really does change things. Another thing I want to celebrate from 2022 is generosity. The way that churches work is 100% the money that we have is not from a product or selling tickets. No one had to pay to come to this service today. So 100% the way that we have financial money is because the people that call Next Level their church, they give generously. And that's an incredible thing. And I want to just say, first of all, thank you to everyone who's given, no matter what amount you've given. Thank you so much for giving. But I want to take this time to just highlight something that I don't know if you know it's different about Next Level or not. In the world today, there are two primary ways that people try to motivate people. And the two primary ways that people try to motivate people is, number one, by fear and manipulation. And you will see this in politics. It's the number one thing that politics uses. They use fear and manipulation. If you don't vote this way, our country will be destroyed. Businesses use this all the time. If you do not use our toothpaste, you will get cavities and all your teeth will fall out. Like, there's this fear, there's this manipulation of, if you don't do this, then this is the consequence. And that thinking has crept into church circles. Just last week, I was looking at Instagram, and I saw a pastor that I follow, and they were showing a highlight of his sermon from the past week. And this is not meant to throw any shade at him at all, but I fundamentally disagree with his approach. In the clip, what he said to his congregation was, people keep asking me, why are we building a bigger building? And the reason that we have to build a bigger building is that if we don't do this, you are essentially telling people to go to hell. Okay? What was he doing? He needs to raise millions of dollars. So he is trying to motivate people by using fear, by saying, if you don't do this, these are the consequences of it. And we often don't know it, but we are constantly being manipulated by people using fear. It happens all the time. They are trying to get you to do something. You're hard to lead. People are hard to lead. It's difficult to get people to do anything. So how do you motivate people? Fear and manipulation. And at Next Level, we've just said, we're not going to do that at all. When we ask you to give, there is no fear, there's no manipulation. We just say, hey, this is what we need. And if God leads you to give, then great. But there's a second way that people try to lead people, and that's with what's called carrots and sticks. And carrots and sticks is a way that if you do this, then this is the reward that you get. And you'll see this in products all the time, that they'll try to get you to buy their product because they put in a second one for free, or now there's 20% more Mountain Dew in the bottle, or they're constantly trying to give you little rewards to say, I should do that. Well, that mindset has crept into the church world, and oftentimes you will hear churches that will say things like, if you want to be blessed by God, you need to give financially to the church, and I reject that completely. We don't give to be blessed by God. We don't give money, and then God says, oh, now I can bless their life. God blesses us because he loves us.
And what other blessing do we need besides the fact that he sent his son to die on a cross for us? We give because of what God's already given to us. So, yeah. So we don't talk about this often, but at Next Level Church, we work really hard to not manipulate you or to bring fear or carrots and sticks. We want you to give because God's moved in your life. If you're saved, if you're a child of God, then it's out of obedience that we give back to him. And this is a risky strategy because it's really scary when 100% of your funds come from people and you don't have any carrots and sticks and you don't have any fear of manipulation. You're just trusting that people are going to give. That's really scary, and it's why no churches do it. But you guys have been incredibly faithful. In 2022, we took in over $620,000 of charitable donations. Yeah, that's... That includes multiple things. It does include what we brought in for our general fund, which goes to pay for our building, keep the electricity on, pay for our staff, all of that stuff. But it also includes the money we brought in for our building campaign and trying to raise money to build a new building. And my favorite thing is that we don't keep all the money in-house. We try to be a blessing to our community. We try to give back. And I'll tell a little bit more about that in just a second. But before I do, a part of this $620,000 is an offering that we took up at the end of the year. And if Next Level is your church, you may be wondering, when do we get to hear the total of what we brought in for Heart for the House? Today. You're about to hear it in just a few seconds. If you're new, what you need to know is that the month of December, our Make a Difference was to take in an offering to try to make a difference in the world. We wanted to, one, put some of that money towards our building campaign. We also wanted to take in some money to help one of our strategic partners who is building a new building, and they do so much great work for the homeless and for those who are struggling financially, and so we wanted to be a blessing to them. And the third one was to a missionary friend who has gone through some pretty tragic things, and we want to support them and show them that God is there. And so we just cast the vision, and on Christmas Eve, so far, some people are still giving towards this, but on so far, for our Heart for the House total, we've brought in $13,250, which is pretty cool. But I mentioned this just a second ago. One of my favorite things about the money that comes in here is that it doesn't just stay here. We want to be a blessing to our community. In fact, something that I try to say often is that I want Next Level Church to be the type of church that if for any reason we had to close our doors and we just disappeared, the 757 would say we miss them. We are better off when they were in existence. Even if they don't believe in what we believe, we've made such a difference by pouring into the community that they can just look around and say, this is a better place. It's better to live in Yorktown, Virginia because of this church. And so what we do is an initiative that we call Make a Difference. You may hear us call it MAD. Make a Difference is what it stands for. And it's a part of our mission statement to love Jesus, love people, and make a difference. And every single month, we partner with one of our strategic partners to try to give back, to be a blessing to them. And sometimes it's getting our hands dirty and serving. Sometimes it's donating things. And sometimes it's raising funds to try to make a difference in the world. And so with a recap of what we were able to do together as a church in this year's Make a Difference, check this out.
Port provides shelter and other resources for the homeless during the winter months. We were tasked to help staff and serve a warm meal. Our goal was to fully staff one night of Port, and we did. We had 25 volunteers and served over 100 individuals. CareNet Peninsula is a nonprofit organization on a mission to bring practical help and hope in Jesus to women facing pregnancy decisions. Through our Fill the Bottle campaign, we were able to raise $2,044 for CareNet to continue to help women and couples. FreeKind works to eliminate sex trafficking, and we helped them raise funds. In the month of April, we participated in their Off-Ramps 5K. Over 30 people from Next Level ran or volunteered. FreeKind had over 300 participants in the 5K and raised over $40,000. Thrive Peninsula is a faith-based organization helping families through financial hardship. In the month of May, we conducted a food drive, and with your help, we collected over 580 pounds of food, which allowed Thrive to provide over 400 meals. The American Red Cross is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to help bring hope to those in need. In June, we hosted a blood drive. we had 26 units of blood donated, which has the potential of saving 120 lives. Church Rescue exists to come alongside churches that are in need of support. Every year, 10,000 churches close their doors. Could you imagine not being able to gather with your local faith community? During the month of July, we committed to adding to their resources to help with this vital mission. Bright Beginnings is a YMCA initiative that helps prepare our young leaders with the readiness and confidence to put their best foot forward in their upcoming school year. In August, we partnered with Bright Beginnings and supplied over 40 backpacks. In total, over 180 kids receive backpacks to jumpstart their school year. We are the ECHO help support the needs of foster care and adoptive families. One of the biggest needs is diapers, and Next Level help donate over 6,900 diapers. Operation Christmas Child exists to send the gospel to the ends of the earth without leaving home. Shoebox gifts are created at home and shipped to some of the hardest to reach places all across the globe. Our goal was to collect 100 boxes, but we surpassed that goal and we collected over 140 boxes that help provide Christmas presents and share the gospel to families in need around the world. For the month of November, we partnered with FreeKind to help make the holidays a little brighter for women survivors of abuse by supplying stockings full of gifts and presents. Thank you for helping make a huge difference this year.
So one final thing that I want to highlight before we move forward to talking about 2023. This past year, we were able to celebrate our church's 10-year anniversary, and that's something that is very significant. You just heard in that video that statistics say that every year, 10,000 churches close their doors. And so the fact that we were able to start with no one and that we're able to still thrive and we're not close to closing down the doors, we give God all the credit for that, and we were very excited about that. And so for our 10-year birthday, we celebrated, and as a part of our birthday celebration, we had some friends that are somewhat celebrities give us a shout out. One of those is a comedian named John Crist, and he is one of the most popular comedians in America today. His videos on YouTube and Instagram have been seen by over a billion people, and recently this year he released a book that went straight to the New York Times best-selling list, and for some reason he gave us a shout out video. And so in case you missed our birthday celebration, check this out.
Oh, what up, everybody? Next Level. It's John Crist. So, look, my reflection is literally in the background right now. Listen, everybody, I heard, you know, I got the news. It's the 10th anniversary of Next Level Church. That's unbelievable. I came right when it was in its infancy, and phew, I haven't been there since, but I'm just praying you've made some advancements. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I'm just kidding. But congratulations to Pastor Rob and all the amazing things y'all are doing in the community. Listen, the local church is weird, and we do some funny stuff, and people have been critical about the local church for a long time, but I just want to say, if you have a community of people in your local area that believe in you, that are there for you, that communicate with you, then that's the church you should be a part of. I'm all about Next Level and everything Rob's doing there. Blessings to you guys. Peace out.
So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So now I want to switch gears and look to the future. And 2022 was a good year, but I want to spend some time casting some vision. And the way that we're going to do that is through a verse that comes in the Old Testament. And this is just free. It doesn't serve any purpose other than it's just information. I had a totally different sermon prepared for today. And before our Christmas Eve services, I submitted the sermon and it was completely done. And then we did our Christmas Eve services, and I went on vacation, and I was like, my work is done. I can just enjoy vacation. But while I was on vacation, during my personal time with God in the morning, I read a verse, and immediately I was like, that needs to be the sermon for today. So I came back from vacation on Friday and wrote an entirely different sermon. And so this is what you get. Good luck. But I want to give a little bit of context to what we're about to read. It involves a guy by the name of Moses. And if you're not familiar with the Bible, there's two sections, Old Testament, New Testament. And Moses is one of the first guys that we meet. God calls Moses to go into Egypt and to tell Pharaoh to release God's people, the Israelites who were in slavery. And Moses does this. And God does a bunch of miracles. It's really exciting. It's really like high drama stuff. It's awesome. They've made multiple movies of it if you prefer to watch the movie over the book. But it's like literally a great story, one of the greatest stories ever told. And Moses goes into Egypt. He says, God wants you to release his people. Pharaoh finally relents, and then Moses takes out of Egypt anywhere between a few hundred thousand to 2.2 million people. No one knows for sure the number because the text isn't completely clear, but it's a lot of people. And they escape from Egypt, they escape from Pharaoh, and they're leaving, and then Pharaoh changes his mind, and he chases after them, and they go into the wilderness, and there's the Red Sea in front of them, and Pharaoh's coming behind them, and God does a miracle, and he parts the Red Sea, and they walk on the dry land, and then Pharaoh and his army chase after him, and the water crashes down on them and wipes out Pharaoh's army. But now all of a sudden, you have Moses and hundreds of thousands to potentially 2.2 million people wandering in the wilderness. They have no government. They have no police force. They have no systems or structures. For their entire lives, they're used to other people telling them what to do because they are slaves. And now all of a sudden, Moses has to lead these people. It is a very difficult task. And Moses is in way over his head. And so he gets alone with God, and he has a conversation. And I'm so thankful they wrote it down and put it in the scriptures because I think it is incredibly powerful for us today. So with that being said, in Exodus 33, 12 through 13, we are going to see Moses' conversation with God. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." As a pastor, I can relate to Moses' conversation with God, where Moses says to God, "You've been telling me to lead these people, comma, but I don't know what to do." And I often feel that way. Like, I have a ministry coach who pours into me and helps me become a better leader. I read lots of leadership books to try to become a better leader, but there is no playbook to how to lead a church through a worldwide pandemic. There's just not. And so there's often times where I'm like, okay, God, I'm supposed to lead our staff and I'm supposed to lead our church, but I don't have a fat clue what to do. I don't know what we're supposed to do. I can't predict the future. I don't know if this is a good move or not. But leading into raising money to build a new building, I'd never done that before. The task of raising over $500,000, I was like, I don't know if I can do that. I've never done it before. I have nothing to prove whether or not we can do that. Building a new building, never done that before. Literally, there are so many things that people are looking to me for answers, and they're like, "What's the vision? Where are we going?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know. I'm doing the best that I can." But there are so many times where I'm literally like crying out to God, "God, you've called me to lead, but I don't know what to do." And I know that you're not a lead pastor, but I'm betting that there has been a time in your life, and maybe even a time right now, where you've had a similar feeling. That you're in a phase in your life where you're like, "Okay, God, I want to honor you, but I don't know what to do." Maybe for you, it's in your marriage, that your marriage is in a new phase, and you're like, "Okay, we don't know how to deal with this. We've never been empty nesters before, or we've never been newlyweds before, or we've never been through a conflict like this before. This is a new area, and I don't know what to do, God. I don't know how to lead through this." Or maybe you are a parent and you have kids. And if you're a parent like me and you have kids, it is difficult to lead kids because I feel like every time I get used to the stage that they're in, they grow and they change to a new stage. And I'm like, wait a second, I just got used to the elementary stage and now my kids are in middle school. And I'm like, I've never led middle schoolers like kids before. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Or maybe for you, it's a new phase for you and it's out of your control because maybe you're going through a divorce or you've been through a divorce recently, and now you're newly single, and you're like, I don't know what to do. I haven't been through a divorce before. Or maybe you've lost a loved one, and it's been really difficult for you, and like, I didn't count on going through life without them. Or maybe it's a new job that you've taken, or maybe it's a change at your job, where they've given you new responsibilities, or maybe it's just the political landscape that we live in, and you're like, this feels really different the last couple years than it used to. I'm in a new phase, and I don't know what to do. God, I know you've called me to lead. I know you've called me to make some decisions, but I can't predict the future. I don't know what to do. Moses said, I want to recap this for you. He said, "You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. I love what Moses says to God, is that you're not some distant being. He says, God, you know my name. That's significant. The God of the universe is not some distant being that doesn't know that you exist. So when you bring your problems to God, it's not like God's like, who are you? Remind me your qualifications again. Tell me why I should answer your prayer. Remind me your name. I'm not very good with names. Can you tell me your name again? No, when we go to God, the God of the universe, if you are a Christian, you've been saved by Jesus and you have access to the God of the universe, and when you go to God with whatever you go to him with, he's not shocked or surprised by it, and he's like, yes, my child, I know your name. I know it. I created you. I created you for a purpose and on purpose. And we can go to God, we can have a relationship with him, that even if our world is falling apart, we can know that the God of the universe is with us, and we can talk to him and have an intimate relationship with him. But Moses' prayer was not just, hey, God, you know my name. His prayer was, teach me your ways. Because it's great that God knows us, but the ultimate goal of following God is to become more like God. The reason that we obey and follow what God tells us to do is not so that we become better people. It's so that we can become more like God. We want to become more Christ-like. We want to honor God. We want to follow God, not for blessings per se. We want to follow God because we just become better. Everything around us becomes better when we follow God. But when you're in a situation and you don't know how to lead, the answer is not for God to hand it to you and say, just do this. The answer is to keep your eyes on the God of the universe. God, you know my name. Teach me what to do. Help me to follow you and trust you in this season. And look how God replies, Exodus 33:14. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. What an amazing thing for God to say. He doesn't tell Moses that everything's going to work out. He doesn't tell him he'll never have any problems. He says, hey, my presence is going to go with you, and I will give you rest. Now, if you ever read the rest of Moses' story, you know that God is not giving him like a holy vacation here. Like the whole rest of the story, there's drama that happens. There's like disobedient people. There's other armies that come attack them. Like it's nonstop drama. Like God does not give him rest. He doesn't give him vacation. So did God lie? Did God like not tell the truth? No. You've got to look at the original word and what this means. And when God says that he is giving Moses rest, he doesn't mean he's giving him vacation or a nap. This is what God means. God will give you rest refers not to a rest from work, but rather to a rest in work. There's a difference, a distinction. God does not say, I'm going to give you rest from work, but rather rest in work. Our rest is not the rest of inactivity, but rather the inner rest of living in harmony with God. The rest that God gives us is that no matter what happens in 2023, we can rest in his presence. So your world falls apart, well, guess what? The God of the universe holds your hand and knows your name. Things don't go your way. There's a breakup. There's this crazy in the economy. The political landscape is wild. You don't fulfill every vision that you have for your life. Guess what? It's okay, because the God of the universe is still in control. And he has a plan. And we can trust him. And we don't rest in getting our way. We rest in following God. That we can trust that the God of the universe is with us no matter what we go through in 2023. I can't predict the future. I can't predict what's going to happen. But I do have some visions, some things that I want to see happen. And I'm hoping that God allows us to accomplish the following things. I want to give you just quickly three things that I'm hoping that our church will be able to do. The vision for 2023. Number one is to hire an associate pastor of worship and production. In 2022, we had a discipleship pastor, Eric Ashley, and he felt called to become a lead pastor, and so he took a job in Gloucester, Virginia as a lead pastor, and so that meant there was a hole on our staff. He oversaw our students and our small groups, and so when he transitioned off, myself and our executive pastor took on that role. We added those things to our plate. And then in September of last year, our worship and production director, Jason Covington, came to us and said he has a master's in counseling. And he feels like God's leading him to pursue that. And so he took a job in the public schools as a school counselor. But at the same time, he wanted to still stay on staff at Next Level, but he wanted it to be a part-time role. And so with it transitioning from full-time to part-time, we now have some big needs on our church staff. And what we're needing to hire is someone that can be a pastoral role that can help lead our production and our worship teams, but also can do something else. We need them to take something off Scott and I's plate. So we need them to either do students or to take over groups. And this is, if we hire this person, it will be a miracle. I don't know if you know this or not, but people are not banging down the door to move to Yorktown, Virginia. Like, no one else in the rest of the world knows even where Yorktown, Virginia is. When I travel and people say, where are you from? I'm like, Yorktown. They're like, never heard of it. I'm like, did you not sit in history? It's like the birthplace of America. How do you not know this place? No one knows it. And there's not like, if you're on a job recruiting site, if you're on LinkedIn, like, Yorktown's not the top of anyone's list. And so it's a hard sell. And then we are a church who's gone through a lot of transition. Before the pandemic, our average attendance was 520 people. That's a lot more attractive for someone to move across country potentially or to change jobs. We're currently at 215, which I think we're rebuilding. I think it's really good, but it's a big sell to say, hey, move everything, just change everything, to come to a place you've never heard of, to work with people you don't know, and now they're half the size of what they used to be. So this is where I'm asking for your help. I'm asking that you pray for this. We need a miracle. We need for God to answer. And so one of our visions is to hire this position, and we're trusting that God's going to do it. Number two is to break ground for our new building and continue to raise money to build. A year before the pandemic, we cast vision to build a new building, and our original plan was to build a brand new building out back on our land, and that changed. We didn't know there was a worldwide pandemic coming, and so as soon as that came, everything got shut down. And when the world started to come back together, we learned that we no longer could afford to build a brand new building. And so we hired a new team to work with us, and they came together and they said, okay, what you can afford is not a new building, but you can afford to remodify the current building that you're in. And so the goal is to add a brand new auditorium out this way, and this will become kids' space, and we'll get a new bigger lobby so we can actually hang out with each other. And that's all we could afford. And so for then 2 years, we were trying to raise money for that to go into it the best that we could. And then this past September, had a meeting with our contractor, and he said, because of inflation, because of construction costs, all you can afford to do is build a parking lot. It's not the news I wanted to hear. The problem is that in York County, as soon as we build anything, they require us to get rid of our dirt parking lot, and we have to put down paved spacing, and that has doubled the cost of our entire project. And so our goal this year is to break ground. It won't look exactly like what I wanted it to, but our goal is to break ground and to build the structure around and do all the site work and then start raising money to get us into that new building. And we're praying that God will help us do that. Number three, though, is average attendance of 300-plus people in person. Our identity is not built on the size of our church. We're not competitive with other churches. We don't care if we're the biggest church on the block. That's not, we really don't care about those type of numbers. What we do care about, though, is reaching people. And you have friends and family and loved ones and neighbors that don't know Jesus. And I think we should reach them. Why not? Why can't God use us to try to reach this area and help tell people about him? And here's what happens. As we tell our friends and family and introduce them to Jesus, and they come to be a part of a church, the church's job is to disciple people. That is to teach them how to follow God. And there's some things that we can do when more people come, and it's one of the things that we're excited about. Like, one of the visions that I've had for years for our church is for us to be a church planting church. What that means is that we intentionally are never going to build a building that is like thousands upon thousands can fit in. We want to keep our number at about 1,000 to 1,200 people across 3 to 4 different services. And whenever we get to that 1,000 number, we want to send out people to go plant a church. Well, why? Why would we want to do this? Well, there's a lid on the leadership at Next Level Church. A church does not need more than one lead pastor. So what do we do when we're discipling people and someone comes and says, I feel called to be a pastor? We've got to get rid of them. We've got to send them out. And so the way to do that is to say, hey, here's some people that would love to start a church, and we're going to make a difference in the 757 or across America or around the world, and we're going to send people with you to use your gifts and talents, and we're going to change things. That's what we want to do, but it's really hard to do when you're at 215 people. And so our goal is to continue to reach people, and we want to get back closer to that number that we were before the pandemic. So those are the three things that we're hoping to accomplish. Those are the visions. But if God doesn't do it, we're going to be okay. Because what we ultimately want is what Moses got on that day. Exodus 33, 15 through 16. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? Ever since I read this verse this week, I've been praying this over Next Level Church. God, if your presence does not go with us, I don't want to accomplish jack squat. If your presence doesn't go with us, I don't want to build buildings. If your presence doesn't go with us, I don't want to do anything. I will shut down the doors if we don't go with your presence. I just want your presence. And what I want for you in 2023 is for you to experience the presence of God. Because what's going to distinguish us from everyone else is the presence of God. Moses said it like this: what else will distinguish me and your people from all other people on the face of the earth? It is God's presence. What's going to distinguish us from every other person in the 757? It is experiencing the presence of God. It's not the size of our building. It's not how much money we have. It's not how much popularity or followers we have on social media. The thing that separates us from everyone else is that we've been in the presence of God. And if God doesn't do anything else, if God doesn't do anything else in your life in 2023 but give you his presence, that's enough. If we don't accomplish our goals and vision, if we don't all lose weight and look real dead sexy, it doesn't matter if we don't have the presence of God. I don't want to go into 2023 without your presence, God. I don't want to lead people without your presence. I don't want to accomplish the goals that I have that I feel like you've given me if you don't go with us. And this is why, to kick off this year, starting next week, we are doing a campaign for our church. The campaign is simply called Holy 30. It's a play off Whole 30, the diet, but it's called Holy 30. And the goal is that we're going to do five things, and we're asking that our church commits to do five things. They are spiritual disciplines that they may stretch you, they may make you get out of your comfort zone, but the goal is to just get alone with the presence of God and to experience him. And you're going to hear a lot more about that. It starts next week. But here's what I want to ask you to do. Between this week and next week, would you just prep yourself to say yes to whatever God tells you to do? Because people are hard to lead. And there's some of you, when you hear, oh, I have to do something extra, you're going to be like, I don't want to do that. Or that doesn't fit my schedule. Our whole goal with this Holy 30 is just to get alone with God. And we've come up with five things that we think will help us do that. So I'm just asking that you come in the next Sunday ready to just say yes. God, we're going to do it. We're going to do it together. We're going to get into the presence of God. But before then, Moses said to God, Exodus 33:15, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. In 2023, if your presence doesn't go with us, God, we don't want to move. We don't want to do anything. We don't want to accomplish goals. We don't want to come up with lists of things to do if your presence isn't with us. And whether Next Level Church is your church or not, what I pray for you is that you would experience the presence of God. That in your difficulties, in your struggles, you would know that God is with you. When things don't go your way in 2023, you would know that God is with you. So may we be a people that seeks the presence of God. May we know that we can accomplish it because God knows our name. And God promises to be with his people. So may we boldly go before the throne of God with confidence that he hears every prayer that we have. He sees every goal that we have. He knows the amount of hairs on our head. For some of us, it's easier than others. May we know that God knows our intentions and our hearts, and he sees every failure that we have, and yet he still radically, passionately loves us. So may we go to God with confidence that we can experience his presence. And may his presence change us in 2023. Will you pray with me? God, we come before you and we just thank you for being a God who hears our prayers, who answers us, who speaks to us. And God, our prayer for this year is that we would experience you, that we would experience you in a way that changes us from the inside out, that we'd experience you in a way that changes our lives. God, we don't want to go into this year without you, so we ask, God, that you would help us, that your presence would help us to overcome our addictions, to overcome our complacencies, to overcome our issues, our anxiety, and our fears, and that our presence would change us from the inside out. And we ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed and learned from today's podcast. If you'd like to connect with us further, you can check out our website, nextlevelchurch.net, or find us on Facebook or Twitter.